Blog Talk Radio.
And now I present to you that International Bible Teacher of Teachers, Seer Israel of Seed-Royal. He will utter dark sayings and mysteries which have been kept from the foundation of the world, showing us the way to go. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Israelites, with your host, the Seer of Seed Royal.
To the four corners of the globe, praise his righteous and powerful name. Hallelujah.
Yahweh's Radio. Worldwide International Radio Broadcast, Yahweh's Radio, is now on the air. I'll be your host, by name, Seer, your Seer, Israel, of Seed-Royal. We're doing a series called Coming to Exile, Biblically, Biblical, and Scholarly Journey of the true Israel, the Israelites, from homeland east, Mount Saturn, but the homeland of the children of Israel is east. But they also was given the west. So children of Israel, your homeland is far as you can go east and as far as you can go west. That's the children of the 12 tribes' homeland. It was divided into sections. But your homeland reached from the far east, far west. Anything you see, if you stand in the east, wherever the map says, all the way to the end of the west, that was land divided among the 12 tribes of Israel. All right, another live broadcast. This is the fifth month, the 20th day, 2024. Live broadcast. No broadcast tomorrow. And probably you might pick up on some things that we left out. So, y'all online, look for your book that have Lee Cummings' book tells us about King James Lennox there, young man. I want to know, Who did King James come from? In the book of Lee Cummings, historical documents book, will give us an idea of the lineage of King James. Because people have a tendency to see pictures on the wall. Or in a mama's book. And they come up with King James. Oh, no, King James is a white man. Yeah. They supposed to tell you that. So we're gonna take a little glance at the book of Lee Cummings there, young lion. And we're gonna see what can you come up with that we can read. And what we're looking for is the bloodline of King James. That's what we're looking for, young lion. The bloodline of King James. So we'll put enough hype on the table now for you. That's why you got to be ready to be instant in season, out of season. We don't rehearse enough. We just go at random according to the book. We go at random. See? We don't telegraph anything. We go according to the lineage. You also can find more about King James in the Missing Link Discovery by E. Raymond Capp. So we're going to find out if the young lion been doing any studying or he just going through the motion. We're going to find out, can he give us something to work with about the origin bloodline of King James. We went over it many times before. We're going to find out what he can come up with after we bring him on. But one thing about it, the seer got to know exactly who's going to be instant in season, out of season, ready to take care of Yahuwah's business. At the drop of a hat. Yahuwah's business. All right, tomorrow. Not on this radio station, but on Pal Talk. You have a recorded broadcast on Pal Talk tomorrow at random by the elder, Mr. Gibbs. Right now, we're going to bring a young lion in. We're going to see, will he help those stay out? Give me some information that we can read about King James, his bloodline. Let's see if we find a young lion and see what's going on with him. Let's see if he understand the great responsibility of being instant in season, out of season, prepared to take care of Yahuwah's business so he can receive the blessing and lead by example. So when you meet the young lion with a loud voice, you say, young lion, Brother Titus Israel, one of them up-and-coming teachers out of Camp 1. Spot teacher and see right here.
Yahuwah bless you there. See ya. Israel. Oh, see royal. Hello, Yahuwah.
Hello, Yahuwah there, young lion. Hey, young lion. On the international side, it's over 900,000 strong on the international side. And we touched on it a little. We got a lot of memos in yesterday pertaining to King James is a white name. It's on all the Bibles. Yeah, we see pictures on all the Bibles. But do you have anything we can read, young lines, that we can read? That's a game changer when you can read something. Hey, young lion, what can we read about King James? Let's talk about it. Come on, let's talk a little bit, young lion. Come on.
All right. I got the Negro Question, Part 4, Missing Link, by Lee Cummings. on page, I got page 8. I could also read page 8 about his image, and I could also read page 16 as well. And then the Negro question, part 4, Mr. Link. All right. Page 8, I'm reading page 8. And it says here, the image location, New College Library, by Innerbrook, United Kingdom. And it says here, I know that this image of a black King James can be a little confusing because of your Western education, but this is the truth that is known by the rich and the elite in the world. That was the reason I parroted all the English historians and confessors before you, before I go into the bowels of this book, to get your mind ready to receive the truth. King James came from a long line of black Scottish Stuart kings, 343 years of rulership in Scotland. The Stuarts not only ruled in Scotland, they ruled France, Spain, Ireland, and England, Britain, Wales. King James was able to rule all these lands because of all of these people were of Iberian, black descent. They were from the same people. If you look at the ball in his hand, it represents world rulership. And there was only one other group of world leaders who used this type of symbolism, and they were Byzantine Roman emperors. Remember I told you, the English, that they were Roman citizens. This is the proof. This was another man who made the same boast. If you have wisdom, you'll know who I am talking about. This is one of the signs of scholarship. When you are able to read the symbolism of images, in my research, I found out all the ancient Scots was a tribe from Northeastern Ireland, which means the Scots were really Irish. So if I seen an ancient Scot, I seen an ancient Irishman. And if I have seen the ancient Irishman, I have seen the ancient Brits. As for you can see.
That's big talk. So you said the ancient Irish and the ancient Britons, they really was the black people. So now young line, now you know you taking care of business in grand style, no doubt about it. So the ancient Irish and the ancient Britons, read that again, they were, what color was that? The first one that was called Britons, and the first one was called Irishmen. Read that again there, young line, and read what source. Now, if the source is wrong, you can complain to retract them statements. So now you reread out of what book for the national audience to where the first Scotland, the first Britons was black folks. And out of them came King James. Now take your time, read that again there, young line, because remember, if that wrote that book, but you're going to tell again, if he wrong, he got to retract that. You can't put out false accusations, because they'll make you retract it. So what are you reading all that good information for the national audience can really hear you, young line? Where is that coming from? Come out.
The Negro Question, Part 4, The Missing Link, by Lee Cummings. on page 8 and page 9. All right. All right.
Go ahead.
Page 9.
Beat it back a little bit. Go ahead.
I found out that the ancient Scottish were as a tribe for Northeastern Ireland, which means the Scots are really Irish. So if I have seen an ancient Scot, I have seen an ancient Irishman. And if I have seen an ancient Irishman, then I have seen an ancient Briton.
Mm-hmm. So, according to the lead common historical, recently let you know plainly, now, if he's wrong, if his research is not right, then he got to retract that. But he's saying what his historical research record showed plainly that the ancient Britons and the ancient Scots was black folk. And let's read again, and what is your source? Who is the big dignitary that came through that bloodline called the Scottish? Let's find out who came through that bloodline called the Scottish today. Let's talk about it, young line, and call your source out. Take your time with your reading. We want to find out who came through that bloodline of the Scots that's very famous today. Come on, young line, let's read a little bit more.
All right. Okay. And it says here, as you can see from this Scottish king list, King James the First of England was a descendant of the black Scottish king who claimed the thrones of France. Spain, Ireland, England, Britain, Wales, and Scotland, in order to reinforce the testimony of Scott Boyd Dawkins. A professor Boyd Dawkins has provided you with an image of other Stuart kings of Scotland.
Uh-huh. So tell me, young man, do you have Lee Cummings, the Negro Question Part 6. Do you have Part 6 with you there, young man?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. So if you put your hand on Part 6, young man, I want you to just turn to page 164. And just gonna do a little reading there, young lion, because we got plenty of time. Then we can go in the scripture and take care of some business. So on the 13 black colonies, Lee Cummings, part 6, on page 264, Pickett Word says of the black Scottish. See, I'm kind of working with you, young lion, because we want to make sure that you know how to just go right on in there and take care of business with no problem. And then once we know who can take care of business no problem, then we can take care of things. So now, on page 164, where it talks about part 6, you called out on your book, and down at the bottom where it says the description of a black Scottish Highlands. I want you to do a little reading on that, young man. Let's do a little reading on that. Come on.
All right. A reading from The Negro Question, Part 6, The 13 Black Colonies by Lee Cummings on page 164. And it reads, this description of the black Scottish Highlanders comes to us from a very reliable source. The English Secret Service, The data from this document was taken from the original manuscript and confirmed by his son, Spring Mackey, ESQ. I have a threefold cord there. He's for a cord here. The eyewitness account of Joseph Ritson. The eyewitness account of the Secret Service agent, John Mackey, and the ship Megafax, pages 135, 137, and 139. From the veteran, if you take a man and give him false memory, a false name, and a false past, what would he become? He will become an artificial being. And that is what has happened to the so-called Negro. The Negro has been made into an artificial being throughout the erasing of his memory. If the Negro has his father's book, then his memory could be restored. But the books that contain his past memories have been burnt. Books like the Negro Question book series seek to restore the true memories of the so-called Negro. See the three kings on next page.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, let's go to 165 there. And let's do a little more reading there, young line. Young line, oh, still getting very happy because you delivered a knockout blow in grand style there, young line. So now let's go on page 165 and pick it up where it said these image
bounce. All right. Question of the Negro. All right. The Negro Question, part 6, the 13th colony, page 165. This image found at the Brocklebury Bank of London shows the images of three black kings and is dated to the year 1667. There are only three Scottish kings that can fit this timeline. King James the VI of Scotland, far right, King Charles the I of Scotland Central, and King Charles the II of Scotland to the left. The bones in the head of the three kings represented world rulership. And the only kings that took pictures with balls in their hands were the Byzantine kings. The Byzantine kings ruled the eastern land of the Roman Empire. And it was said of the Black Britons in their book, they called themselves Romans. What happened to their books?
They were gone. Read that again, a young lines. The Byzantine kings rule the eastern what? Now, see, young line, when you're really on something, you came at the good part. You got to make sure you stress and emphasize what you just got to read on page 165. So he says, the Roman Empire, of it was said what? The Roman Empire, and it will say it what?
And it says this. The Byzantine kings ruled the eastern legs of the Roman Empire, and it was said of the Black Britons in their book, they called themselves Romans. What happened to their book?
See that? So the Black Britons, was those, now turn to the next page, 166 there, young line. We just want to, now we got to bring in Esau. Now, but like I said, you know, we have a problem to believe in somebody that look like me and you. So we go on to get Esau, they call Lee Cummins, in his book, he was able to find Esau had a wrote a historical document for his people, and Lee Cummins was able to come up with a document. Let's see what it says about the professor on page 166 at the top. What about the professor and a young lion? Come on.
All right. Page 166 of the Negro Question, Part 6, the 13 Black Colonies. Page 166. Professor Boyd Dawkins from page 3.
Now, what did he write? Go ahead. Let's see what Professor Boyd Dawkins, let's see what he wrote. This is a white man. This is a white scholar. Okay. This is a white man to tell you something. What is white man getting ready to, Dawkins? What is the white man getting ready to say about the inhabitants of Britain? Come on there, young one.
The inhabitants of Britain belong to very different races. Britain was inhabited by the black Basque, from the ancient times, and in their books, they called themselves Britons and Roman citizens. These images of the Stuart King, Scottish Highlander, excavated at the Bowberry Bank of London, proves that King James and his seeds were black.
Uh-huh.
And I have presented the fact as they emerged out of the ground, along with the eyewitnesses' accounts. It is time for you to put up.
Okay, good. Good, young man. So now, Professor Boyd Dawkins, he let you know that he have the record book. Now skip down when he talks about King James number one. Let's see what the white man says, the professor, the white man. What did the white man say about, what did the white man say when it says right there at the bottom of the saying, it says, judge not that be not judged, but if you judge, judge righteously. Now, what's up under that, young man? What's up under that part right there? Look at it real carefully. Now, take a deep breath and just take your time and let's see what's up under that statement right there. What was up under that statement there? Come on, young man.
Up under that, you got the black founding father of the 13 colonies.
You see that? So when they show you on TV about the fathers of the 13 colonies in America, all of them was black folks. To Professor Boyd Dawkins, all of them was black folks. So 13 colonies, that was head over by the Scott family, black folks. They don't want to set up the 13 colonies. They didn't rule your home because you always let somebody else come that looked like somebody else get off into what you own, then take over for you. You see what you do? And that what happened to the NAACP. Got a genuine money around. Then the NAA, how they call that thing, that organization, right now, the system on top of that, somebody look like somebody else. So that's how it happened. So now let's talk about these black founders fathers of 13 colonies, King James again now. What's it? King James 1? What's everybody in there, young man?
King James, the first. King James. I mean, King Charles, the first. King Charles, the second. King James, the second. And the black German king, George, the second, are the true founding these black kings are the real founding fathers of the 13 colonies. There is no such thing as the white founding father. It is a myth.
That's right. Yeah.
If you are a history teacher, social studies teacher, or pastor of a church, I don't fault you for what you teach. You have been teaching what you were taught. That is not your fault. I believe that it was the apostle Paul Saul who said, when I was a child.
Good, young man. Now just get down to the bottom of that on page 167. When it talks about the original colonies government. Let's talk about the original colony government. What did it say there, young man?
All right. I'm going to pick it up at what it says. The original colonies government and the 13 British colonies must be given to the black Scots.
The original 13 colony government and the British colonies must be given to the black Scots. You hear that? Now this is a white man telling you, Lee Collins was able to put the document of what the white man said to the other major institution. He was able to get in there and get the documents on Boyd Dawkins to tell you that they know who you are. And they know who the first founders of the 13 colonies. But in your history book today, they don't tell you this. Because it's not for you, it's not for them to tell you how you will remain enslaved in the brain if they tell you that people look like you is the founders of the 13 colonies in America. Then people look like me, called it Boyd Dawkins, knocked y'all out of the box. So why would we teach you that? For what reason? Now, you see what it said? These what? What about these, young lion? These what?
These are the generations of the 13 black colonies. It is finished.
And Boyd Dawkins, B-O-Y-D, D-A-W-K-I-N-S. He said, now, if y'all really want to just get on down with it, he said, go back to page 3, and I'll give you a thorough breakdown. Why not? Oh, we got plenty of time. That's what we're here for, is to teach. So we ain't come on this broadcast just to kind of just be thumbing around with you. We come just edify you. So we're going to page 3, and we could get a face on the feather and the timeline that he put this together. Now, read his name and tell a national audience over 900,000 strong what page you're on and what do he look like. They got his picture and got his year that he came into this world, and when he left this world, he got to rip that for you. Let's talk about a young lion. Come on. On page 3, chapter 1, and above it, on above it, chapter 1, what do we say? Chapter 1 what?
All right. Chapter 1, the family of King James.
The family of King James. Now, what do the next thing you see?
All right. I see the image of Boyd Dawkins, Professor Boyd Dawkins. 1837 to 1929.
Okay, you say you see an image of him, but what do he look like in your eyes?
White man.
And who are the white men by genealogy origin today? Who are the white men today?
All right, man, today we know it's Esau and his 5 sons.
Excellent. The white man today, biblically, is Esau and his 5 sons. So one of Esau's 5 sons is this guy's father. He is an offspring of Esau and one of their 5 sons. Here it is right here. What's his? And what? Let's talk about him. What he got? Who is he again? He's a what? He got in writing a young lion. We ain't in no hurry. We want to kind of talk about this a little bit. Now we got his name, Professor Boyd Dawkins. He got his year. And what's up under that? Real up under that.
He got British genealogists. What's that? Archaeologist essay.
Yeah.
Our earliest ancestors, page 96 and 97.
And you know what we're going to do? We're going to visit page 96 and 97, but we're not right now. So Professor Boyd Dawkins, descendants of Esau, a white professor. He laying out his research. Let's see what he says in the year of what. What did he say in the year of what? And what's the name of the book you reading out of young line?
The Negro Question, Part 6, The 13 Black Colonies by Lee Cummins.
So Lee Cummins was able to find Professor Boyd Dawkins' record. He was a professor, and he done the research to his forefathers and mothers, and he only taught this among the local whites. See, remember, you as a people over in America was enslaved, and you received independence till 1865. And Great Britain gave it to you, but remember one thing. While all that was going on, it was black folks running things first. You can't watch a man's color. You got to watch his record. At the time that you was in slavery over here, the one that was doing, keeping you down, was the ruling family of Zora. Zora was the ruling family. And the king was a bloodline of Scottish king, King Black, King James. And his son, you go right on your computer today and pull up the restaurant of Black Boy. They call King James' son Charles Black Boy. And that place exists even today. black boy. See? So, now we're going to read a little bit about it, about what happened in the year of 449 A.D. Now, this is a white man to tell you what happened. A white man, a professor. But remember, he's not talking to you. What the white man say? Hey, let's read. Because we believe the white man. Let's see what the white man says what happened in the year of 449 A.D. What happened, young man?
In the year of 449 A.D., certain English men came from North Germany and the southern shore of the Baltic Sea and pushed the Britons, ancient name of England, westward by the year 607 A.D. The English had pushed the Britons westward as far as Chester. The English called out Yorkshire, Chester, and Southern Leicestershire, forming the kingdom of Northumbria. Professor Boyd Dawson is given the location of the whites in England.
Go ahead.
The inhabitants of Britain belong to very different races. Britain was inhabited by the Bedouin from ancient times. They called themselves Roman citizens. In their books, were all their books. Where are their books? They were called the Britons or Welsh. There are two types of Welsh. One is dark and 5 feet 4 inches, and the other is tall, round-headed. The English pushed the dark Welsh Britons westward into Wales, Cumberland, Westmoreland, Highlands of Scotland, Cornwall, and Devon. Professor Boyd Dawson is given the location of the black in England.
So they're getting the location of the blacks in England. Okay, good. And what do we say on page 4? Let's take a time read. What do you say on page 4? What did the white man, the professor white man, say on page 4?
Page 4. This comment from Professor Boyd Dawson is a virtual map concerning location of two different races of people, black and white, living side by side in ancient Britain. This information was withheld from the world. This virtual map will lead us into one of the greatest secrets of ancient Britain. It will be rehearsed by the likes of Benjamin Franklin, Thomas Jefferson, Dr. Albert Churchward, Professor Winchell, and much more. The location of the black population of Britain, Scotland, Wales, Cornwall, Cumberland, Westmoreland, and Devon is critical to understand who actually founded the 13 colonies. The secrets of the 13 colonies cannot be found in the government sponsor history books or social studies classes. This great secret involves time walking. We have to mentally go backwards in time before the 13 colonies was ever founded. We have to examine the European landscape before the arrival of the whites. This is the secret of the 13 of the black 13 colonies. Let's begin this research by examining a map of the ancient highlands of Scotland.
So on page 5, that's the map. So So remember, Lee Cummins, the record book of the white man, Professor Boy Duncan, and he taught this only among his people. So what it says on page 5, according to what? All right.
On page 5, according to the virtual map of Professor Boyd Dawson, the blacks were pushed into the highlands of Scotland. If you look at the map, you can clearly see the Stuart clan, his name, in the highlands and lowlands of Scotland. This is the location of the black Britons that the white English pushed westward, according to Professor Boyd Dawson. Our father pushed the dark Welsh west into Scotland. Wales, highlands of Scotland, Cornwall, and Devon. King James VI of Scotland was a Stuart highlander. The writings of Professor Dawson, the ship manifest in the memories of John Mackay, will validate that the 13 British colonies were founded by black, the Scots. Come and see.
And what did the white man, Boy Duncan, say? Back up a little bit, young lion. Take your time. What did the Professor Boy Duncan say in line number 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 at the end? Professor Boyd Duncan said, what did Professor Boyd Duncan say there, young man?
All right. Professor Boyd Duncan, our fathers pushed the dark Welsh west into Scotland. Well,
stop right there.
Highland.
Stop right there. Stop right there, young man. Be listening now. So what we're trying to do now, you ever find. Now, Professor Boyd Duncan said, our father. Now, Professor Boyd Duncan on page 3 is a white man descended out of one of the five sons of Esau. He's a white man. Now, he just said what our white folks did. You know the same thing done in Oklahoma? Huh? Same thing done in Oklahoma. Go all through school and you never know about Black Wall Street. What happened in Oklahoma? You go all the way, get a degree on the wall, and you will never hear going through school about black folks that was in Oklahoma, had their own everything. But, and without the scandal, they would never been kicked out the land, burnt the land up. They'd tell you, pull up your bootstraps. Once upon a time ago, you had bootstraps. But for some reason, you're always losing it, and we'll find out a little bit more on this, but we find out the white man, Professor Boyd Duncan, says, our father put the dark Wales, the Highlands of Scotland. So black folks was in Europe, all around the place. Only other black folks were there at that time was descendants of Japhetic people, was black folks. So these black folks that was there was the descendants of Zora, Perez's twin brother, who produced King James out of Zora. So King James family, although it was a lot of families there, but what rose out of that family was King James family. They rose to the top. But you had a whole lot of who? Dora. Do you know what tribe Dora is? From the tribe of Judah. See? Dora and Perez. Both of them is the son of Judah. He has twin boys. So this is Judah, but on Dora's side. The one over in America came from Perez, tribe of Judah. So this is Judah on both sides. Remember, Dora was taught that Perez, his brother, stole his blessing. Same thing like the Esau and Jacob stuff. So when Dora left Egypt, he went to the big dignitaries. They went to the northern world with Japhetic people there because he knew he could not be king. The ruling class, because Perez came out before he did. So he left and went to Europe, Japhetic land. And then he rolled to the top. And they got all these names that you hear now, Scotland, Welsh, and all that. They was over there all the time. It was Japhetic people there first because it's their land. Dora went over there and multiplied big time. Because remember, the children of Israel, according to Genesis 24, verse 60, what about them, young lions? Genesis 24, verse 60.
Reading the book of Genesis, chapter 24, verse 6. And they blessed Rebekah. Her, you are our sister. Be you the mother of thousands of millions, and let your seed possess the gate.
A thousand
of millions.
So here's the point. When Zora, the tribe of Judah, knew he would not be the head man of Judah. So he taken his talents to Japhetic land. So Perez went through, you know, the way we come today. But Zora taught him, so Zora have never liked it. Perez Judah, because he was told that he both got the blessing first. But remember something he did that is not told, but it's only told by Yahweh's voices of the two Israelites. We'll tell all the stories if you got ear to ear. Let's go back to the 38th chapter, young lion. Something that he did, and we want to precept what that means. We're going to Genesis 38 there, young lion. Something he did, again, Yahweh is going to tell you what the definition of what he did. In the 38th chapter of Genesis, what did he do that we can read? We're going to look at verse 27. Genesis 38, verse 27. Let's see what he did that we can read that, young lion. Come on.
Read the book of Genesis, chapter 38, verse 27, read. And it came to pass in the time of her day that, behold, twins were in her womb. Verse 28. And it came to pass when she travailed that the one put out his hand, and the midwife took and bound upon his hand a scarlet thread, saying, this came out first. Verse 29. And it came to pass, as he drew back his hand, that beheld his brother came out. And she said, how have you broken forth? This breach be upon you. Therefore, they...
Now, stop it there. Stop it there. Stop it there, young man. Therefore what? Therefore what, young man?
All right. Okay, back to therefore. All right, pick it up at verse.
Therefore his name was called Perez. Therefore his name is called Perez.
Perez.
What did the first do? What did he do to edify the national audience? What did he do according to verse 29, young lion? What did he do? According to verse 29.
And it came to pass, as he drew back his hand, that beheld his brother came out. And she said,
stop right there.
Hi.
Stop there, y'all mind. Just be reading, be listening. What did he do here? And it came to pass, as he drew back his hand, that, behold, his brother came out. His brother's Perez. But what did he do? He drew back. Pull the verse out where Yahweh said, I got no pleasure in them that draw back. So now you precept your Bible, young man. So now let's pull up the verse. Well, Yahweh said, I got no pleasure in them that draw back. Now let's precept it. We're not worried about a lot of reading, young lion. We take care of some business to get y'all prepared for this thing. To understand that when Zora went to the northern world or Europe, the one produced King James. He didn't tell his offspring the whole truth. He never told them that he draw back. And once you draw back, what do Yahweh say once you draw back? Come on now, young lion. Now pull the verse out for me. What happens when you draw back?
The book of the Israelites, blew the word Hebrew, chapter 10, verse 38. And it reads, now the just to live by the faith, the covenant. But if any man draw back, my soul shall have no pleasure in him.
You hear that, y'all learn? So what happened when you be able to explain this, young lion, the reason Zora went to the land of Japhetic land, because he could not be to get the blessing of the firstborn, because he done what? What did he do? What did he do in 29, young lion? That you be able to explain it? What did he do in verse 29?
All right, back to Genesis chapter 38, verse 29. Back to Genesis. Chapter 38, verse 29. And it came to pass as he drew back his hand.
Then once he drew back, what happened?
That beheld that behold, his brother came out.
Okay, the one that came out, since he stuck his hand out, and the midwife put a red thread around his hand, so when he stuck his hand out, he pulled his hand back in. Then who came out by name? Then who said, get him out the way, since you don't want to take care of business, I come on out. Who was the one that came out and put his body down on the ground? What's his name?
Perez.
So Perez is the one that when Zora stuck his hand out, the midwife done what she supposed to do. She put the red thread around his hand, since they were twins in a womb. But he drawed back. And what do Yahuwah say about you when you draw back that young line, call your verse out again?
Going back to the book of Hebrews, Blue Word for the Israelites, chapter 10, verse 38. Now the just shall live by the covenant, the word. But if any man draw back, my soul shall have no pleasure in him.
So, which one of these twins draw back and Yahuwah had no pleasure in them? Which one of these twins draw back would open the door for Yahuwah to have no pleasure on them? Who was that, young lion?
Zora.
Now, well, who is Zora's daddy, young lion, that we can read? Who is Zora's daddy that we can read? Zora. Who is Zora's daddy that we can read? But we can read who Zora's daddy is. How about 25 and 26? Let's see, can you explain to the national audience who is Zora's daddy according to verse 25 and 26? First read it. Then expound on who is Zora's daddy after you edify them with a verse. Verse 25 and 26.
Genesis. Chapter 38, verse 25 and 26. Verse 25. When she was brought forth, she sent her to her father-in-law, saying, by the man who these are, I am I with child? And she said, the sir, I pray you, whose are these, the signet and bracelet and staff? Verse 26. And Judah acknowledged them and said, she has been more righteous than I, because that I gave her not to Shelah, my son. And she knew her again no more.
And he knew her again no more. And who was the he that knew her again no more? Who was the he by name in verse 26 that knew his daughter-in-law no more? Who was the he?
Judah.
So Judah is the he that knew his daughter-in-law no more, and his daughter-in-law had twins, and what the twins' names is? Young man?
The twins' names. All right. By name, verse 29 and 30. Verse 29. And it came to pass, as he drew back his hand, that behold, his brother came out. And she said, how has you broken forth? This breach be upon you. Therefore his name was called Perez. Verse 30.
And afterward came out his brother that had had the scarlet thread upon his hand. And his name was called Zora.
Okay. So now, Judah had two sons. And what is their name?
Perez and Zora.
Perez and Zora. Now, let's go back to Lee Cummins again. Now we're clear. Perez and Zora. And which one of these sons is over here in Europe? Which one of the sons is over here in Europe there, young man?
We know it's Zora. It's over in Europe.
Zora is the one over in Europe. Okay, good. I'm getting happy with you, young man. So now we know Zora is the one that's in over here in Europe. And Zora told his offspring that Perez stole his blessing. But did he steal his blessing, young lion, or not? Did he do it according to scripture? What happened, the reason why he didn't get the blessing? What did he do, young lion?
All right, verse 29. And it came to pass as he drew back his hand.
Oh, so he drew back. So Zora drew back his hand. And what did Yahweh say about any man or woman that draw back? What do he say about that and call out the verses again? So you might be in with the Almighty One for 10, 15, 20, 30, 40, 50, 60. But what do Yahweh say once you draw back? That means whatever you did in the beginning, if you don't do it now, and you draw back on whatever it is, what Yahweh says about that, and read it when you do such a thing there, young man.
The book of Hebrews, put a word for the book of Israelites, chapter 10, verse 38. Now the just should live by the covenant word. But if any man draw back, my soul shall have no pleasure in him.
You see that? So I don't care how much time you got. Oh, see, you've been teaching this a long time. Yeah. But that's what I did yesterday.
That's why
he'll judge me on what I done yesterday. He'll judge me on what I do today.
Hallelujah.
This is not seniority. You got to be having just as much juice as you had then and now. So if you draw back, your spirit is not like it once was, Yahweh ain't got no pleasure in you. So that's why sometimes I go back and listen to older tapes. And I say, wow, I still got the juice in me. Because the part we do know, if you draw back, he ain't got no pleasure in you. Yeah? So that'll happen to Zora. So when Zora went to Europe, Japhetic land, he told his sons half of the truth. He told them about the ones that was called Negroes that was over in what world, the Western world, because they was in the Northern world. They is my brothers. We both from the tribe of Judah, but Perez stole my blessing. So the descendants of Zora, they didn't like the descendants of Perez.
Mm-hmm.
So when Judah, the black from Borough, set up the 13 colonies over here first, according to Boyd Dawkins, the white man, descendants of Esau. The black that was over here, he knew they was from Perez. So they enslaved you before the white man enslaved you. They went along with everything that was done in the 1800s because he had black kings that was in place coming out of Europe from the descendants of Zorah that produced King James. They look just like you. So sometimes you see a person look like you, you get happy. No, don't get too happy because he look like you. You got to see, do we see the covenant like you? Because if you make a color decision,
wow,
it can cost you like it costs those that thought they so proud of King James and all them black folks out of Scotland. But some black folks out of Scotland did not like you because they was told a story that was wrong. They was told that their grandfather and their granduncle beat him out of his blessing. See? So now we come to correct this thing. Just don't watch a person according to their color. Watch them all from the pages of the book. It tells you in 724, young lion, of St. John. It tells you in 724. What it tell you? St. John 724.
All right. Beloved John, chapter 7, verse 24 reads, judge not according to appearance, but judge righteous judgment.
You see that? So you have to make a decision because you can have a loved one can be all up in their feelings. And it can damage you because they're your loved one. But you got to stop and say, wait a minute. Is my loved one mad because of ignorance or mad because they're on the right track? You have to examine your closest loved one in the pages of the book. Now, let's go back to the 37th chapter of the Negro Question, Part 6. Lee Cummins, we're going back to page 37. And we're going to learn something on the way of learning something. We're going to learn something on the way of learning something. Because like I said again, we got to understand something that all, matter of fact, before you read that, I want to come back some more. I want to come back and look what another scholar said. Another white scholar said. Because Lee Cummins was able to pull up the records that was told to the white institution. We won't find out what did they say. We won't find out what they had to say. We're going back to page 27 there. No, we'll go back a little bit more. Now, we're going back a little bit more there, young lion. Remember, we brought out that King James was a black man in last night's lesson. And we had so many calls about that. King James is a white man. Oh, you are lost it now, Seer. Yeah, I lost it, huh? Well, okay, I'm going to find it. I lost it, but I found it. Let's go to page 24.
Hallelujah.
We're going to find what the white man says. We're going to find what the white man says. That's what we're going to do. We're going to find what the white man got to say. Lee Cummins was able to put up the documents on what the white teach when you're not around. They know about you, but you don't know about them because you are fired and a Christian and full of the Holy Ghost. On page 24, they got a name here. And remember, you didn't receive no freedom till 1865. So let's find out what happened on page 24. What book you getting ready to read on page 24? What book you getting ready to read? And I need to know what this man look like. Page 24.
All right, reading the book, The Negro Question, Part 6, The 13 Black Colonies, by Lee Cummins, on page 24.
Uh-huh.
All right.
Hold on a minute. I see the mothers who came on the broadcast. Let me see, do they have a book, or they not prepared? We'll find out. Mother D of Israel, child of Yahweh Judah, Yahweh get you that scene right.
Yahqua, bless you, Seer Israel of Seroar.
Hallelujah. Hey, Mother D of Israel, you got your Lee Cummins book, part 6?
My what?
Do you have your Lee Cummins book, part 6?
I don't know if I got that book.
Okay. Well, you check and see that you have it. Check and see that you have it. Another mother came on stage. Hey, Mother E, tribe of Yahdah Judah, another mother out of Camp 1. Y'all pop you there, Mother E.
Yahweh bless you, see Israel, of Seera. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah there, Mother E. Hey, Mother E, do you got your Negro Question Part 6, the 13 Black Colonies by Lee Cummins, Mother E?
I don't think so.
Okay, well, that's what we're dealing with King James. You know, all our life we've been told about King James was a white man, and we had a lot of calls saying, "Seer, you don't lost your rocker. Don't you see the picture of King James? He's a white man." I said, yeah, he's a white man, just like you look at, but you forgot what was written, like Mother D of Israel. They forgot what was written in 3:48 of First Maccabees. See, what was written in First Maccabees 3:48, they forgot, Mother. What did they forget? And Mother E, they forgot what was written in the book of Obadiah, chapter 1, 6, and 13. Mother E, they forgot what was written in the book of Obadiah, chapter 1, verse 6 and 13, Mother E. Now, Mother D of Israel, they forgot what was written in the book of Maccabees 3, 48. What was written
there,
Mother D.
of
Israel?
First Maccabees chapter 3, verse 48. And laid open the book of the law, wherein the nations had sought to paint the likeness of their image.
So you see what they did, Mother? So they paint their likeness. They looked at some black pictures, and they paint over in the Renaissance, the new birth. That was named by the Renaissance. They look red, some black pictures, and paint over them. They white. when you see King James now, you see him as a white man. But he got a sign right now over there in Europe now. It's a great big old restaurant called Black Boy by King James' son, Charles. They call him Black Boy. White don't make black. Black make white. See, they get red now. You go on your computer, all the one that learned, and King Charles got a restaurant named Black Boy. Now, why is that? Because he was a black man. Now, Mother E, what else happened that we can read in the book of Obadiah, chapter 1, 1, 6, and 13?
Book of Obadiah, chapter 1, verse 1, verse 6, and verse 13.
Yes.
The book of Obadiah, chapter 1, verse 1. The vision of Obadiah, thus said the Yahweh, concerning Edom, Esau, we have heard a rumor from the Yahweh, and an ambassador, and an ambassador is sent among the nations. Arise you, and the earth rise up against her in battle. Verse 6. How are the things of Esau searched out? How are his hidden things brought up? Verse 13. Thus should it not have entered into the gate of my people in the day of their calamity. Yea, thus should not have looked on their affliction in the day of their calamity.
Okay.
Nor have laid hands on their substance in the day of their calamity.
Mm-hmm. So what did Esau do, Mother? He laid hands on their substance. That means they got the record. They got the record. You. They got all your books. And when they got your books, what did they do, Mother? Mother D.F. Israel, what did they do according to 338? They got all your records. They got all your substance. And according to 1 Maccabees 3:48, what did they do, Mother? D.F. Israel, what did they do?
And lay open the book of the law. Wherein the nations had sought to paint the likeness of their image.
See what they did? You see what they did? See? And they paint the likeness of themselves. So when we read our grandmother's book and we see all them white folks in the book, in there, we got everybody white. The angels white, everybody white. But what have they really did, Mother, according to 338? What they do? All the white pictures in the Bible, what have they really did, Mother, according to 338, 48?
They found the book of the law and put themselves, inserted themselves, and took us out.
The likeness of themselves. That they did, Mother. They paint the likeness of themselves. They look red to black from images you had in the Bible and paint the likeness of themselves. That was a prophecy, and that happened in the 1400s. After the 1400s, that when that came to pass, because out there in Europe, or Japanic land properly, the picture was painted black everywhere. Everything in there was black. Black this. But once Esau and his five sons got over there, that's when that prophecy was fulfilled. They saw painting the likeness of you to look like them. And they're taking over your name. when they conquered the land, they took over your name and called you by another name, and now you confounded because now you've been educated by the polar bear. We the only people on the planet, the gorilla, that takes his cubs to the polar bear and said, polar bear, train my children. We go to have tutors come in. And the tutors look like somebody else. And they'll show you themselves and poison your brain, and you will continue it. And that's why when you read the Bible today, you can't see yourself in there because you've been blinded through these white images. But you don't have the history of it according to the scriptures. And that's why you will fight and threaten to whoop those seers because King James is a white man. But King James didn't make himself. Young Lion in the early part of the lesson soundly traced King James back to Zora, the twin brother to Perez. Both of them have a father named Judah. Judah is black to the ground. And why did they say black to the ground? Young Lion, why they say black to the ground? Judah in 14 verse 2, why they say black to the ground? You precept that young line to 2 verse 7 Genesis, and you'll get the precept on why they said Judah is black to the ground. Why did they say that? Well, they want you to research Genesis 2 verse 7 with the precept and tell you why. Young line, what it says in Genesis 2 verse 7?
We're going to the book of the heavenly tablets, the book of Genesis. Chapter 2, verse 7. And Yahweh formed man out of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils.
Man was born out of dust of the ground. So you see that dirt out there in front of your house? That's what it means by black to the ground. And the more you dig in the ground, in your front yard, the darker it gets.
The
man was created out of the black soil, and the more you dig down, the darker it gets. So they left that precept in the Bible to, when you go to Jeremiah 14:2, and it says, Judah mourning. They are black to the ground. Then when you're teaching, you go back and precept that to 2 verse 7 to seal the deal. He was made from the black soil of the ground, and to prove your point, you take him outside in your class and dig something down and tell him what color it looks. Well, the more we dig, the darker it gets. There you go right there. So Judah is a black man. A black man. Judah and Perez and Zora came from Judah, a black man. Black to the ground. Just as black as your front yard with a shell in your hand. That's what Judah looked like. See? They left that for a precept. Remember, the Bible is not a novel. He couldn't put the words in there plainly, because he knew you was going to lose it. He put it where you got the precept to get the answer. He ain't going to tell you nothing. He going to show you precept my Bible to get your answer. So when you go to Jeremiah 14, verse 2, go right on back to Genesis 2, verse 7. And that locks it in. And if they're still confused, you take them outside and tell them to take your shovel and hit the ground. What color is that? Put your hand in there and poke the water while you put your hand in there. Look at your hand now. What color is that? Oh, I got it. You see that? So we might have to even take them outside and put a shovel in their hand and then tell them to dig a hole. Now put your hand in there and poke the water in there. And now rally your hand around in the water and pull it up. We might have to go that far. I don't know. We've been dummy down so bad that the seal got threat calls based upon you are step across the line now, seer. King James is a white man. See that? See that? See, we're opening the door up. But see, we ain't to go in the book and prove our point. Not by Lee Thomas, the historian, but the white folks. The white folks. They tell you in their institution, we look around and don't see you in class. They'll tell you the truth. See? And now we have to read about these white folks again. Come on back to Lee Thomas' book, chapter Part 6, Lee Thomas, page 24. What's the white man name? What is white Esau name again, young lion? What is the white man name on page 24?
All right. On page 24. Professor Richel Alexander.
Uh-huh. What time he was around?
1815 to 1900.
Okay, let's use the white man say. Now we gonna see what the white man got to say. What did the white man say? What's up on the next? What's the next word?
All right, our remote ancestors.
Okay, good. Come on. Now, okay. Now, Dabba Dale, what do this man look like? They got a picture of him. What do he look like, this Winston Alexander? What do he look like there, young man? What do he look like?
Esau and his five sons.
What kind of hair he got on his head?
Goat hair, straight hair.
Wait a minute. Goat hair, straight hair. That's big dignitary. What did the big dignitary say there, young lion, on page 24?
All right. Pick up what says Professor Alexander said. All right.
Yep.
Professor Alexander said they came from Africa, and this fits the physical description given by Professor Boyd Dawkins. On page 3.
Well, hold on. No, I'm back on page 24 now, young man. I'm on 24. I'm going to tell you the next white man. That's the next white man. Stay with the next white man. Big,
okay.
No big white stuff. Page 24.
Page 24.
What did he say?
All right. He says here, he's short. Black man, Pygmies, came from Atlantis, Northern Africa, and they overran Europe. They are known as the Britons.
Stop it there, young man. Keep your ears real sharp. It was called, these black men, called Pygmies, they came from Atlantis, North Africa, and they overran Europe. They was known as Britain. So the British is coming. The British is coming. The ancient Britain, and we'll break that definition down. All it means is the sons of Isaac. That's all that means when you break it down. But that's another time. See, we prepared to time appointed. See this? That's a Hebrew word that means the sons of Adam. The energetic sons of Adam, of Isaac. That's what this word Britain means. The sons of Isaac. Ah, listen, dig into it and say, I didn't know they was called the sons. I know you didn't know, but we do. So let's get a precept on that. But we do. See, what we trying to tell you, soon or later you'll recognize the signs of time. Help me out there, Mother Eve. We know that the big dignitaries don't know that the children of Israel was called the sons of Isaac. But we do know that. How we know that? So we can read. Let's go to the book of Amos, Mother. Let's see, can we read that the children of Israel was also called the sons of Isaac. And when it was called the sons of Isaac, that's where the word, the Hebrew word Britain came in, because they was called the son of Isaac. And that word changed into Britain. So let's see if we read that, Mother. We're going to the seventh chapter, Mother. And we're going to read this. Let's look at the seventh chapter of Amos, and we'll look at verse 16.
7:16.
Yes, ma'am. 7:16. Verse 16.
The book of Amos, chapter 7, verse 15. And I will plant them upon the land.
Hold on. Look at Amos 7:16 real carefully. Amos chapter 7 got plenty of time. We're looking at verse number 16.
I need to take two. Sorry about that. Amos 7:16. Now therefore hear thus the words of Yahweh, thus saith. Prophesy not against Israel, and drop not thy words against the family of Isaac.
The family of who?
Leah.
Isaac.
The family of who, Mother?
Isaac.
Okay.
So who is Isaac? Huh? Hold that point, Mother. Let's find out who Isaac is. Hold that point, see? See, Mother, this is what, like I keep saying, this is what we're going to come in at, Mother. But we got to be prepared, especially the young lion teachers. And you must go watch these young lion teachers and see if they breaking down the precepts. See, the game changer is, although they're going to teach, but you got to make sure they teach it right. You got to be sitting in their class while they're teaching big dignitaries, and you want to make sure they're teaching right. See? And that's the mother's job, is to make sure the teacher is teaching right. Now, who is Isaac? Let's go to Genesis 25 there, Mother E. Who is Isaac? See? Who is Isaac? Genesis 25. The children of Israel can also be called the sons of Isaac. They can be. So how we know that? Genesis 25. Let's see what we read, Mother, in Genesis 25, verse 21.
The book of Genesis, chapter 25, verse 21. The book of Genesis, chapter 25, verse 21. And Isaac entreated Yahweh for his wife, because she was barren. And Yahweh was entreated of him, and Rebekah, his wife, conceived. Note 22.
Yeah, keep reading. Keep reading until we get the boy's name.
And the children struggled together within her, and she said, if it be so, why am I thus? And she went to inquire of the Yahweh. And Yahweh said unto her, two nations are in thy womb, and two manner of people shall be separated from thy bowels. And the one people shall be stronger than the other, and the elder shall serve the younger. Verse 24. And when her day to be delivered were fulfilled, behold, there were twins in her womb. And the first come out red all over like a hairy garment. And they call his name Esau. Verse 26. And after that came his brother out, and his hand took hold to Esau's heel. And he
Good. So now we got two sons, and what's the two sons' name, mother? According to verse 26, what's their name?
The two sons here is Esau and Jacob. Israel.
Okay. Okay. Now read who their father is in the next last two lines in verse 26.
Okay. Okay, and Isaac was 30 years old when he bare them.
Oh, so Isaac, children of Israel, Jacob, and Esau, their father's name is who mother?
Isaac.
All right, now let's go back to Amos chapter 7, verse 16 again, with that understanding. Now we're going back to Amos chapter 7, verse 16.
Amos chapter 7, verse 16.
Uh-huh.
Amos chapter 7, verse 16. Now therefore hear thus the words of the Yahweh. Thus said, prophesy not against Israel, whose name was Jacob, and changed to Israel, and against the house of Isaac, the family of Isaac.
So Israel is the son of Isaac. So they can be called by their grandfather's name, or they can be called by Jacob's name, the chains of Israel. So the family of Isaac is the same family of Israel. See that? Did we catch that, Mother D.F. Israel and the young lion teachers? We got it?
Hallelujah.
Okay.
We got it, Mother D.F. Israel? That they can be called the sons of Isaac. And that's why you get the word called Britons today. Britons is a Hebrew word for the sons of Isaac. And the sons of Isaac, it is the Israelites from the tribe of Judah, the sons of Zohar. Did you catch that, Mother D.F. Israel? Was it plain? Hallelujah. Good. Now, young line. Now, with that understanding now, so we own something. So with that understanding, let's come back now. With that understanding, they can be called the sons of Isaac. They can be called the sons of Israel. But when they call the sons of Isaac, and when they call Britons is a Hebrew word, Semitic word for the sons of Isaac, the angelic ones, the saints, the angels, the messengers. You got so many words you can use for that Britain, but like I said again, that's another lesson, another teaching. But when you see the word Britain, it means the sons of Isaac. That's the proper way to keep that in your mind, the sons of Isaac, which is the sons of Judah, from Perez's side that produced King James. All right, come on back, young line. Come on back now, Professor. What's the professor say in verse 24?
All right. Page 24, the Negro Question, Part 6, the 13 Black Colonies, Ali Khan. Page 24. It'll read. All right. These short black men, polygamy, came from Atlantis, Northern Africa, and they overran Europe. They are known as the Britons, the sons of Isaac.
Excellent, young line. Excellent. Excellent. That's excellent, young line. Come on, read some more.
Professor Alexander said, they came from Africa, and this fits the physical description given by Professor Boyd Dawkins on page 3. The white Europeans massacred the black founders of Europe and America during their civil wars, and the ones that remained alive, the seed of the black founders, were deported into the Americas. Some of the deported black Europeans came as they entered service and indentured service, and some as convicts. The seed of the black founders of the 13 colonies was already in North America when the deporters arrived.
Uh-huh, good. Now you see that? What did the white Europeans, the sons of Esau, what did they do? What did their own people say his forefathers and mothers do to the black descendants of Zora, the descendants of Judah? What did he say to all the white colonists? What did he say? What did he say about the white Europeans, which is the descendants of Esau? What did he say they did? Young man, what they did?
All right. The white European massacre. The black founding fathers of Europe and America during that civil war.
Hold that point. Now, y'all hear that? You hear that, mother? You see, they know what they have did. And they know. They got records. Remember, they got your records, and they got their own records.
Mm-hmm.
Mother Red and Book of Obadiah, they got your record, and they got their own record. They got their own record of how they end up over there in Europe. When they got there, it was black folks already there. But when they got there, they massacred the black was over there.
Mm-hmm.
And when they massacred them, they just took the name. It came up over the mouth no more. And as time went on, we was beat down so bad at the fear of being massacred, we just didn't teach it no more. And it got away from us. So when the white man came over there in Europe, they massacred the blacks that was in there. The blacks was ruled at that time was Zora, the tribe of Judah that produced King James. They massacred them. Israel, the white man telling the story. And what did the white man say? What did the white man say, young man?
All right. We're deported into the America. Some of the departed black Europeans came as they indentured servants, and some as convicts, the seed of the black founders of the 13 colonies was already in North America when the deports arrived.
Okay, good. So now, good. Now we're going to page 25. Now let's find out what we got on page 25. Up top.
All right, on
chapter 2.
All right. On page 25, chapter 2. Zora and what's that? Calcor in Europe.
Wait a minute. Zora and Calco. Zora and Calco is in Europe. Zora and Calco is in Europe. What that supposed to mean? Zora? Who is Zora? Who is Zora? Who is Zora?
Judah.
Who is Calco? Precept, find out. Hey, Mother D of Israel. Can I get a hallelujah, quiet you, Mother? You on the broadcast, Mother D of Israel? How about a hallelujah, quiet Mother D of Israel? Mother E. My question is, who is Calco? I'm really going to find out who he is, Mother E. What it says in Psalms 119, 1, 2, 3, 4. So I'm really going to find out who his Calco is by what, Mother? We're going to Psalms 119, 1 down to verse 4. Now, Mother E, be up Israel. When your microphone ready, say hallelujah, Yahweh. So we know you're ready to go. But Mother E, you're going to Psalms 119, 1 down to verse 4. We got to find out Zoro and Calco. 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 In Europe. Who is Calco? How are we going to find out who this is, Mother? Psalms 119, 1 down to verse 4.
The book of Psalms. Chapter 119, verses 1 to 4. Blessed are the undefiled in the way, who walketh in the law of Yahweh. Verse 2.
Uh-huh.
Blessed are they that keep his testimony, and that seeketh him with the whole mind. Verse 3. They also do not iniquitous sin. They walk in his way. Verse 4. Thus has commanded us to keep that precept diligently.
Oh! So the only way, Mother, we're going to find out who Calco is, we got to do what, Mother, according to verse 4?
Precept.
Precepts. That's the only way we're going to find out who Calco is, by precept in the Bible. All right, young lions, go to 1 Kings. 1 Kings chapter 4. Now we're talking about Zora and Calco. We know who Zora is, right? Zora is from Judah, right? But we don't know who Calco is. We're going to precept the Bible and see, can we find out who Calco is? We're going to 1 Kings chapter 4, verse 1 and 31.
All right. The book of 1 Kings, chapter 4. Verse 1 and verse 31. 1 Kings chapter 4, verse 1. So King Solomon was king over all Israel.
Okay. Now, King Solomon, he came from, who he come from? Zora or Perez? Young line? Who did King Solomon
Perez.
Come from? Zora or Perez? Well, see, you kind of stole that one, young line. Let's preach up there and find out then. Let's go to Ruth chapter 4. See, mother, you got, hey, mother, you got to watch him now. When you see him fumbling around, you got to put the house suspect on him. See, you got, they got to know, they got to know how to hold him and fold him. So now you got to watch him to make sure they're driving real good. So we're going to the book of Ruth, and we're going to find out about Solomon. Because we know who Solomon that is. Hey, Mother E, let's show the national audience and 1 Kings 2:1 who Solomon that is. 1 Kings 2:1, Mother. Yeah, 2:1. Let's find out who Solomon's dad is. In right.
Okay.
We want to find out.
Yeah,
2:1. We want to know who Solomon's dad is in right.
Chapter 2, verse 1.
Uh-huh.
First King, chapter 2, verse 1. Now the day of David draw nigh that he should die, and he charged Solomon his son, saying.
Okay, good. So now, who is Solomon's daddy?
David.
All right. David. Good. That looks right. So, hey, mother, D up the trail. Or mother E. What does Solomon, what he look like according to Songs of Solomon, 1:5? What did he look like, mother? Songs of Solomon. Yeah, 1:5. What do he look like, mother? What do he look like?
Psalm 7:1.
5. Yeah, what do he look like, mother?
I am black, but comely, O ye daughter of Yahweh Judah, as the tent of Kadesh, as the curtain of Solomon.
Oh, so Solomon is, what kind of man is Solomon, Mother D up here, I mean, Mother E? He's what kind of man?
Black. A black man.
He's a black man. And who is his daddy?
David.
So what that makes David is then, Mother D up Israel?
A black man.
Yaqua. Excellent. So now, that's excellent. So now we understand something that these is black folks we're talking about. Now, we read First Kings 4:1, Solomon is the king over all Israel. So now, and what happened in verse 29, young man? 29-31. Remember, we're going to find out who is Kako. And the only way you're going to find out who Kako is, hey, Mother D of Israel, how are we going to find out who Kako is according to Psalms 119, verse 99, 100, and 104? Hey, Mother D of Israel. The only way we're going to find out who Kako is, we know who Zora is. The only way we're going to find out who Kako is,
What do it say in Psalms 119, verse 99, 100, and 104?
Psalms 119, 100, and 104. Okay, Psalms 119, verse 99. I have more understanding than all my teachers, for their testimonies are my meditation. 100. I understand more than the ancient because I keep your precepts. 104. Through your precepts, I get understanding. Therefore, I hate every false way.
Oh. The only way we're going to find out who Kako is, we got Zora and Kako that's in Europe. We got to do what, Mother E? Mother G of Israel? We got to do what?
Precepts.
Yahweh.
All right. Now, 1 Kings chapter 4. Now, we're trying to go find out. We know who Zora is, but we don't know who Kako is. Some call him Kako or Chako. 29 to 31. 1 Kings, young lion, chapter 4, verse 29 to 31.
Book of 1 Kings, chapter 4, verse 29 to 31. Verse 29. And Yahweh gave Solomon wisdom and understanding, exceeding much and largeness of mind, even as the sand that is on the seashore. Verse 30.
Good. Now, Solomon David is from, who would say first grandfather? Solomon and David. Who would say first grandfather? Solomon and David. Let's go back to Ruth again now, young lion. We're going to find out who Solomon and David. I asked the question. We know who Zora is, but we don't know who Solomon and David is from. But only if we don't get understanding, what we got to do again, Mother D up there, Graham?
Precept.
We got a precept. So y'all got to watch these teachers and the ones that's to come. You got to be able to go in the classroom and sit there and monitor them and see if they're doing what, Mother?
Precept.
Excellent. So we go and find out who David, which we know had a son called Solomon. He's a black man. But we want to know who is the grandfather of Solomon and David. And we go on to Ruth chapter 4, and we're going to get an idea by the precepts. Once we find Ruth chapter 4, we're going to find out, we're going to put a picture. Remember, the white man takes the likeness of themselves. And all we can do is argue, but we don't like going about it in precept and beat their backs through the precept. And all we have to do is go in the Bible in Ruth chapter 4. Mm-hmm. We don't have a problem to find them, Ruth chapter 4. Can y'all help me out? Where is Ruth chapter 4 at? Who can help me out? Where is Ruth at? Book of Ruth. Next to what?
He had judges.
Yes, that's the judges.
Thank you, Mother. Right behind judges. See, that's what you know. Really, Yahweh had you called out verses and you don't need nothing because he'll let you in that very same hour. He'll help you up. So I got to find Judges. I want to hear it for myself. Judges chapter 4, behind Judges. Oh, behind Judges? Okay. Thank you, MLD of Israel. I'm going to be looking for the fourth chapter. And what we're going to find out is who is who. Hey, young line, we're going to look at verse number 12. 4 verse 12. That's right, mother. Mother 8. It's verse 12. Verse 8, mm-hmm. Young line.
Book
of Ruth. The book of Ruth, chapter 4, verse 12. And let your house like the family of Perez, whom Tamar bear to Judah, of the seed which Yahweh should give you of this young woman.
Uh-huh. So Judah came out of which one of the sons, Zorah or Perez?
Perez.
Skip down to verse 18.
Perez out of
not Judah.
Right.
Yeah, Perez came out of Judah.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
Perez father
came out of Judah.
Right. So we all on the same page? So Perez and father came out of who? Came out of who, mother?
Judah.
Okay, good. Now we're going to verse 18 and found out who else came out. So who came out of Perez? You know, Perez is Judah. Because Judah's the father, Perez and Zorah. Now, who else came out of that loins in verse 18? Come on there, young man. Verse 18 and 22. 18 and 22.
The book of Baruch, chapter 4, verse 18 and 22. Verse 18. Now these are the generations of Perez. Perez begot Hezron. Verse 22.
Read 21.
And
Yeah, just go and read 21 and bring out this big dignitary of 21.
Verse 21. And Salmon begat Boaz. And Boaz begat Obed. 22.
Okay.
And Obed begat Jesse. And Jesse begat David.
Ain't that something? You see what we learn on the way to learn something of? Did you realize Jesse begot David? David begot Solomon. Solomon say he's a black man. So, and their grandfather is Perez. So, what color is Perez?
Black.
And who is Perez? Who is Perez and Zorah daddy?
Judah.
Ain't that something? You mean the Bible will tell you all this when you preach up your Bible? Yes. All you got to do is preach up your Bible. Then when they show you the pictures and images you see today, you better say, no, we know you ain't right. You ain't right. You are a liar from the pits of hell. You got King James as a white man coming out of the descendants of Zorah. See that? Now, let's come back and get Jericho now. Come on back. We ask the question, who is Jericho? Going back to that First Kings again now, with that understanding now, we know that Perez and Solomon and David and Boaz, they all cousins. They all first cousins. Hey, is that right? Is that right?
Luyakwa.
Am I right?
Luyakwa.
They all first cousins. These are all black folks. These are all black folks he's talking about. Watch you do the research. He's talking about black folks. Why are we looking at the Bible and see everybody is pale red, white, black? Because they ain't right.
They paint their
likeness. And that's right. why we don't trust one another today. And that's why this ministry is so dangerous today. Because we unlocking the mystery by just reading the Bible. Now, we're going back to 1 Kings again, that 4:29. Come on, the young line. We're going to find out who is Jericho. 1 Kings, 4:29 again. And can you read?
The book of 1 Kings, chapter 4, verse 29. And Yahweh gave Solomon wisdom and understanding, exceeding much, and enlarging some mind, even as the sand that is on the seashore.
Yep.
Verse 30. And Solomon's wisdom excelled the wisdom of all the children of the East country. And all the wisdom of Egypt, Mizraim.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
31. For he was wiser than all men, than Ethan, the Ezrahite, and Hema, and Jericho.
Hey, that captain. Jericho. So who is Jericho? Who is Jericho? Son of Zorah.
Yes.
Jericho, we read, not now. Jericho, we leave it right there. For the model, they come back there in a minute. Now come back and read again. On page 25, chapter 2, what it says up top again, y'all mind?
Okay, the page 25 on chapter 2 of the Negro Crescent Part 6, the 13 colony, Lee comes. Chapter 2. Zorah and Jericho. And you.
So who is Jericho?
That is
Zorah's son is Jericho. Zorah from the tribe of Judah. So that makes Jericho from the tribe of Judah. Jesus black folks. Right?
Luyakwa.
Now, pick it up and say, now, if what?
If the kings of Scotland, Ireland, and Britain, meaning the house of Isaac, family of Isaac.
Watch this now. Listen, mama. Listen, mother.
Are truly the descendants of Judah.
Ain't that something? You hear that, mother? Hey, mother, do y'all hear that? And who was telling you this? That Britain, Scotland, and Britain are truly descendants of who?
Judah, Yada Judah.
And who is telling the story? Is it Lee Cummins telling the story? What man is telling this story on page 24? Who is telling this story?
Professor Winchell Alexander, Esau's five sons.
The white man.
The white man.
The 300s or something,
They call it the 300. I can't think of it right now. But the founder of them, Jacob and Dada. When you read about Athens, when you read about this city right here, it was first founded by black folks, tribe of Judah.
Yahweh.
But what?
All right. But had to return to Egypt after killing a man.
Go ahead.
After assisting one of the pharaohs in his fight against the Ethiopian. Was that Gathalus, son of Chalcol, was given the hand of Pharaoh's daughter, Gata, in marriage. After living seven years in Egypt, Gathalus fled the land of the outset of the plague westward to Spain, Tarshish.
Well, to Spain, and Spain is Tarshish. Go ahead. What about this? This what?
This is the reason why the Ephigi of Charles the First and the worthy Mondi Chalco is extremely significant during their time in Spain, Tarshish. Catalus and his people founded a city which still bears the name of their ancestors, beautiful fathers or forefathers, Zora and Zora Gaza. Wherever they traveled, they left this name like a footprint marking their journey to distant islands, the distant land. Thus the river of the bank of which they founded the city of Zaragoza is still to this day called the Ebro, and to the land itself, they gave the name.
All right.
Iberia.
Go to page 26. Listen good.
The land of Iberia. Iberia.
Go ahead.
Or Israelite, blew the word Hebrew. After residing of some time in Spain, Tarshish, Gathalus died, and his widow, Gathia, along with her son, Judah, left the land, and Bogay, northward to Ireland. Once again, they took their name with them, calling their new home, Hibernia, and Hibernia, and the island to the north of it.
Iberia. Okay.
Iberia. And the island to the north of it, and the hybrids or Israelites. Blew the word Hebrew. This is made clear, but one examines.
Hold on your line. But in this case, they're talking about the descendants of Judah. They're talking about the descendants of Judah, which is Zora. This is what they're talking about. So this Hebrew is interchangeable with Judah, the descendants of Zora. So all this tied in with Zora. Zora, all this tied in with Zora, which is from the bloodline of Judah. Now, skip out there. Then what?
Then Eremon as their king, these descendants of Zora, Judah, founded the kingdom of altar shortly after the Exodus.
Yep.
From that time to now.
Yep.
The emblem of Ulster has been a red hand circle with a scarlet cord. If you have time, read Joshua chapter 2, verse 17 to 21. And you will see that Joel's son.
Hold on, young line. Hold on. I will do the edifying now. So now they dropped a nugget here, a big time nugget. They said, "Hey mother, be of Israel. Go to the book of Joshua, chapter 2, and figure around by verse number 12. Go on to Joshua chapter 2, verse 12. Now we can learn something on the way of learning something. Like I said again, it ain't about a bunch of scriptures. It's about letting you know if you catch a rat and you continue to deal with that rat, you become a rat. That's all. That's all. If you catch a rat and you continue to deal with that rat, you become a rat. That's all. So we found out that this red hand circle with a red cord. But ain't nobody got no red hand. That's why you got to know how to catch something. Who got a red hand? Who hand is red? And that's how they snuck in these red lions, and they got Great Britain all with the red clothing, garments, and red. It wasn't no red hand. All thing was red on Zora was what, mother? Hey, Mother E, what was only thing red on Zora's hand, mother? In Genesis 38, Hey, Mother E, what was the only thing red on Zora's black hand? And 38, what was the only thing red on his hand, mother? And Genesis 38, verse 28, what was the only thing red on Zora's hand, mother? Black hand. See, you got to know where you can catch him. What was the only thing red on Zora's black hand? Verse 38, chapter 38, verse 29, 28. See, you got to know when they're cooking the book, straighten them out. We know Zora is a black man, and his song was Calico and Daughter. They black folks. Now, the writer got in that this red hand had a red something on it. All thing was red on this black hand was what, mother, according to verse 28?
Okay. Genesis chapter 38, verse 28. And it comes to
39, 28. You're right. What'd it say?
Genesis chapter 38, 28. And it comes to pass when she travailed that the one put out his hand, and the midwife took and bound up on his hand a scarlet thread, saying, "This come out first."
So all thing was on his black hand was what, mother? All thing was his hand red, or what was put on his black hand?
A scarlet thread.
Exactly right. Exactly right. And that becomes their symbol. And that became their symbol. And that became Zorah's symbol. Let's read that, mother. Joshua, chapter 2, verse 15. See up, Israel.
Hello.
Come on, mother. See up, Israel. Come on, now.
You saw me go to Joshua chapter
215.
Joshua chapter 2. You can't hear me? Well, I'm going in and out. Yeah.
Come on, mother.
2:15. Joshua chapter 2, verse 15. Then she let them down by a cord through the window, for her house was upon the. For her house was upon the town wall, and she dwelt there on the wall.
Red.
16.
Yeah, come on.
And she said unto them, get you to the mountain, lest the pursuers meet you and hide yourself there 3 days until the pursuer be returned, and afterwards may you go your way. Verse 17. And the men said unto her, we will be blameless of this thine oath, which thou hast made us swear. Verse 18. Behold, when we come into the land, thou shalt bind this line of scarlet thread, the window, which thou did let us down by, and thou shalt bring your father and your mother and your brother and all your father's household home unto you.
Wait. So, what is it talking about? He's letting you know the symbol sign Azorah is the red thread. Tom Azorah stayed with Perez now. Moses sent, Joshua sent them over there. If Moses around, okay, good. They sent them over there to spy the land. And they got caught up for a minute. And the woman hid them. And they said, when we come back to take the land, it's beating everybody's back over here. If you got the red thread hanging out of your window, we going to spare you because you spared, you helped us. Mm-hmm. So who was the people told her to put the red thread down? Zorah, descendants. Zorah, descendants, was also with Perez now. All of them didn't go to the northern country. Some of them did. A lot of them stayed with Perez now, which we're going to find out later in Wednesday night lesson, that the one that stole the money in the seventh chapter was of what tribe of Judah? Zorah. He said, look here, what did you do, my son? That was Zorah. See? Oh, my goodness. So now we find out this red thread, not the red hand, their hand was not red. Their hand was black, folks. But the midwife put a red thread around the hand. The wicked Esau and his five sons produced now the whole line is red. That signifying that Zora was a red man, like they are called a red man today. See, but that's a lie. And we know how to catch it. So this red hand, it was a black hand circled with red cord. Is that that sound better, young lion?
Hallelujah.
This black hand circled with the cord, the scarlet cord, which was descendant of Zora, was now by them dumbing you down. He was over there in Great Britain, and they got the red clothing on, the red lions and everything. No, that's wrong. You supposed to have black folks with a red cord. That's it. The people was black folks from the tribe of Judah that you bumped off. Come back and read a little bit more, young man. Couple more verses there. We'll start breaking it down now.
All right, back to the...
So by when tonight, mother, Mother E and Mother Z, sign your book, The Negro Question Part 6, because we're going to be touching on that, to soundly beat they back, talking about King James is a white man, because the picture of King James is a white man. So is the picture of Yahuwah the Son, who they ignorant called Jesus. He painted white. He's from the tribe of Judah also. Yeah. All right, well, that's enough of that, young man. That's enough of that. Let's come back over here. Time to get ready to run out. Time to start closing it down now. You see what it says in 26, the songs of Zora. Go down in the bottom of 26 and said the songs of Zora, young lion. What they say about
Hallelujah.
The songs of Zora? What they say?
The sons of Zora of the tribe of Judah is mentioned. This is the Hebrew verse of Zebedee, Matthew chapter 4, verse 21. From the book of Matthew, this means that Zebedee boys were Yahdah Judah from the lineage of Zora.
Yep.
The original black Scots and Irish are the same people. This can be a bit confusing. I have to look at the data.
Hold on. Hey, mother, y'all hear that? Y'all hear that, mother? Y'all hear what it's saying?
Yeah.
It says that
Hallelujah. Wow.
That from the lineage of Zora, the original black Scottish, Irish, are the same people. So these Scotland and Ireland people are the same people. These are black folks, tribe of Judah. Tribe of Judah, black folks. This is a white man telling you, sir. These were black folks. And out of these black folks, a young lion, give me a, come back to your original statement when you read out of the fourth book, and who is Zora and who came out of Zora one more time. So Darryl Sanders, let's go right back to your book four. And read page 8 again, and a closing statement on page 8. Well, just read page 8, and we're just going to close out. Read exactly who Zora is on page 8 out of the same book page 8,
mm-hmm.
volume 4. Come on there, young lion. Knock out the clock.
The Negro Question, part 4, to Mr. Lick. Lee Cummings, page 8. All right. Chapter 2, the Scottish Kings of Ireland, of England. Image location, New College, Library, Edinburgh, United Kingdom. I know that this image of a black King James can be a little confusing because of your Western education, but this is the truth that is known by the rich and the elite in the world. That was the reason I parodied all of the English historian and professor before you, before I go into the bowels of this book. I had to get your mind ready to receive the truth. King James came from a long line of black Scottish Stuart kings, 343 years of rulership in Scotland. The Stuarts not only ruled in Scotland. Hallelujah.
Now, give me one more. I want to beat you back one more time. See, that's what I'm trying to tell you, Mother. Hey, Mother, y'all got to watch them teachers to make sure they beat in the back right. See, we want to beat the back. Let's get one more Esau, the wise man scholar, tell you exactly on page 29. Jeffrey Monument, page 29. What do you look like, young lion? What do you look like? Page 29. What do you look like?
All right, page 29. All right. And it reads, these are some of the black Irish that came here on slave ships.
Hold on, young lion. Come on back to 29. Help me out now. Make us look good now. Back to page 29 up top. Jeffrey Mummer. Back up front. I asked the question, what he look like and where he from?
Okay. I'm at the, you talking about the page 4?
Volume 6.
Oh, back to volume 6. Okay, back to volume 6. Okay. Volume 6. All right, page 3. 29. Page 29. You got what's that? Geography. Let me see if I'm. You said page 29, right?
Yeah, you got it. Jeffrey Mummery.
Jeffrey?
M-A-N-M-O-T-H. The who? Who is he? The who?
The Welsh man.
Okay. This right here, he is another white man. Now, I don't know what this white man said now. I won't find what this white man said. Another big dignitary, white folks. What did the white man say on page 30? Let's see what he says. Let's see what he says. On page 30 at the top.
All right. Page 30. At the top.
Tell my Brutus. Tell my Brutus now. Brutus, well, that's another lesson. Brutus. What about Brutus?
Okay, Brutus. There found a city on the bank of the river, Thames, which he calls, Toria, Nava, or Troy, Nua, or London. King James VI of Scotland traces his lineage back to that Judean, Brutus of Troy, that Pargia, the people of Troy, Pargia, were present on the day of Feast of Weeks, polluted word Pentecost. And Peter, polluted word Simon, Simeon, said that they were Yada Judah. And so did the Jewish, which is Judah, or Yah Judah, historian Josephus. The seed of David is spelled in ancient Anatolia.
Good, y'all lying. That's right. I come down to verse 30. Now it says, come down to the bottom of 30, go down to where it says, was Brutus again? Where was Brutus came from? Where did Brutus come from? Come on. Where did Brutus come from?
All right. This is where Brutus came from. Where Phrygia and Pelio, ancient Hebrew Semitic writers, were found. That's it. Salathiel is the bridge. Ezra chapter 3, verse 2, and Matthew chapter 1, verse 12. That ties the kings of Judah to Yahweh the Son after the Babylonian captivity. Brutus is the bridge that ties the steward king to the royal family of Yahweh Judah after the Roman captivity. Without Brutus, the royal family of Yahweh Judah will be lost. Whoever you are on the other side of this book, this is one of the most critical finds in the history of the church, the congregation of Israel, Judah. Where did the black sky come from? Come and see.
We can stop right there, young man. We'll beat you back good enough. So now you see what we learned on the way, on the run. We learned out that the Stewart family is the royal family of Judah from God. They are the royal family too. They see royal too. Black family that King James come out of. And the white folks are telling you that. We're going to pick you back up at Wednesday on some more, showing that the white scholars know that the first Britons, the first Scotland, well, all of them was black folks from Judah. Judah came over there and he bumped off the fatty people. Zora did that. But Zora didn't tell his kids about the blessing of the parade. So they've been beating Perez, their cousins, back, even to this day. So we're going to stop right there, young lion. Go ahead and drop your clothes and save the iron there, and we let the monks get in first. Hey, let the monks get close in first then, young lion. Now,
hallelujah.
Now, Mother D.F. Israel, what your closing statement is, Mother D.F. Israel? We'll leave it like that. What you got for your closing statement there, Mother D.F. Israel? Come on.
Matthew chapter 1, verses 2 and 3. Verse 1, it said, the book of the generations of Yahweh the Son. Verse 2, Abraham begat Isaac. And Isaac begat Jacob, and Jacob begat Judah and his brother. Verse 3, Judah begat Perez and Zorah, or Tamar, and Perez begat Ekron, and Ekron begat Aram. Hallelujah, Father.
Hallelujah. Now, Mother E, you might want to tell them again, Mother. They got to hold on. We're trying to help them, Mother. We try to do our best to help them. Get all them white pictures out their head, Mother. We're trying to help them. So, Mother E, what's your closing statement behind that? And let them know they got to hold on, Mother. We're trying to get to them. Come on.
Oh, okay. Thank Yahweh for the class. Thank Yahweh for the lesson. Thank Yahweh for the teachers. And to the threat to the class, hold on, don't give up. Hallelujah. Yahweh.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hey, hallelujah. Now, young man, we know it's your clothing, but I want to come back to one more statement about Zora Judah. I want to come back to one thing that they failed to show, because they never showed down low exactly what trademark they taking with them. They had a trademark on them, young lion. All of Zora's kids had a trace line. And what was that? Let's go to 32. Back to book 6. What was they trace line with them on page 33? Mm-hmm. Look what it says in the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. What were they working with on page 32? Read up top
all
first.
Right.
Where it says, chapter 3, what about chapter 3?
All right. Read it. The Negro Question, Part 6, The 13 Black Cottons by Lee Cunningham. Page 32, chapter 3, Fringes in Scotland and Ireland.
Fringes. You hear that, Mother? The Zora tribe, when they was over there, even in kingship, they had on their fringes, Mother. Fringes. Now come on down to verse 32, down a little bit lower. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 lines.
All right. If you know anything about the Hebrews, the Israelites, Yadah Judah of the Bible, you already know that they place fringes on their garments as a reminder to keep the laws and statutes of their Yahshua.
Over here in the bottom of verse 32, young man, it says Scotland's elders. I said come down 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Five. Scotland's elders are holding you to see that they are full of fringes. They are full of fringes. Their fringes are full of fringes. Full of fringes, mothers. Now 33, I'm going to close out 33. We'll close out with 33. It says the decoration, third line, no. Read it from the top. And this is it. If you look closely, listen, Mother, if you look closely.
If you look closely, you will see. If you look closely, you will see the hidden treasure on this official Scottish document. Stored in Scotland's national archives. The declaration has fringes on the bottom. Red and black. The same fringes have been found on stones, staves, steels, in Troy, Turkey. Take that, it's late.
Ain't that some chart of it? It's chart. Now, when you do, look at these were the two battles that they had in Athens and Troy. Both of these was fringes people, brothers, fighting against each other. So when you watch that, because that thing called the 300s, or how they call it, the 300s, when Atkins and Troy were fighting, they called it the 300s. I got to say, the 300s. But them were two brothers from descendants of Zora fighting over woman that called their destruction. That Trojan horse they brought in, they come out the horse in the middle of the night, that was Zora, the tribe of Judah, two brothers fighting against themselves, and that's how they got overthrown by the white man. Again, two brothers out of the tribe of Judah. I forgot what they call that movie called The 300. But it's okay. We'll take care of Wayne tonight. Now, let's see that goes over the record. Young Lion, close the baby. You still a call again, Young Lion. Take the time to close
the baby. All right, I'm going to the book of Nehemiah. Going to the book of Nehemiah. Book of Nehemiah. The book of Nehemiah, chapter 8. Book of Nehemiah. You going to the book of Nehemiah? Book of Nehemiah. Chapter 2, verse 10. When Sebalah, Sabalah, the Horonite, and Tobiah, the servant, the Ammonite, heard of it, that it grieved them to see it, that voice of the true Israelite, Yahshua's ministry, came to seek the welfare of the children of Israel. Hallelujah, Qua. Hallelujah, Qua. Hallelujah, Qua.
Hallelujah, Qua.
Excellent. So what are we going to find out? Zora and them took they fringes, and King James had fringes, but they were dressed him up another way. King James wore fringes. The tribe of Judah. But before he died, he said, what I'm going to do, I'm going to make it right the best way I can. I'm not going to get that book from the Bishop Bible or the Latin or the Greek book. I'm going to bite my pride. I'm going to repent and send my scholars all the way over to Perez them to translate the Bible from Semitic Hebrew to English, and that's how we able to break this book down, because you don't go to the Greek and Latin to get a definition.
Right.
You go to the Hebrew.
That's right.
That's what we messed up at.
Yahweh.
King James did not go to the Latin, the Bishop Bible that came from the Latin or the Greek. He went from English to Semitic Hebrew and told them to write us a book in English. And that's why they weren't confused, and you would not be confused if you put the Latin and the Greek book down and go directly to Hebrew. Then you'll find out some names that they call in English what they really mean in Semitic. Stop it right there. I'm for the hell, the mother, the young mind teacher. Listen, you got a job to do. Let's do it. Let's do it. All over the world. It's going to happen. Until Wednesday night at 6 o'clock. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.